Remember the 2018 midterms? They may feel like several hundred news cycles ago, but in North Carolina's 9th House District, the race is still not over. Republican Mark Harris appeared to beat Democrat Dan McCready back in November, but allegations of fraud related to mail-in absentee ballots prompted the state to launch an investigation and refused to certify Harris's victory. On Tuesday, Superior Court Judge Paul Ridgway upheld that decision, denying Harris's request to certify his win and instead allowing the investigation to continue. Now, more than 2 months after the election, voters in North Carolina's 9th district still do not have a representative in Washington. Michael Bitzer is a professor of political science at Catawba College, and he's been following the developments closely. Michael, welcome to the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for the invitation.
Remember the midterms? I cannot believe we just said that, but here we are. So, feels like ages ago. But there's the latest happening here. So Tuesday, the judge ruled that the state's investigation into this election fraud can continue. What's behind that decision?
Well, partly it's the issue of absentee by mail ballots. What happened, particularly in one county, Bladen County, in the 9th Congressional District, was that there was a very high non-return rate, meaning that people requested their absentee ballots, but 40% of them were never returned. That compared to 16% statewide. So that seemed to be an anomaly. And then you throw into the fact that among those absentee by mail ballots, Mark Harris, the Republican, won with 61% of that vote. But if you look at who cast ballots, only 19% of them were registered Republicans, which would have meant about 38% of all the unaffiliated voters that broke down in that absentee by mail ballots had to vote Republican, every one of them, and then have some crossover Democrats voting for the Republican as well. So the question is, with allegations of voters who had their absentee by mail ballots picked up by someone at their house, the question was, were they ever returned? Were they manipulated? There's a lot of unknowns right now that the State Board of Elections is continuing the investigation.
Now, the State Board of Elections itself it has a little bit of a complicated location there as well. Can you give us the backstory with the board?
Sure. That started over 2 years ago when the Democratic governor, Roy Cooper, beat the Republican governor and in 2016, and the legislature came in and started revising some of the commissions and boards that governors previously had the opportunity to solely appoint. They changed the State Board of Elections to a 9-member board. That was struck down in August of last year, but the three judges said you could continue until all the elections are certified. Well, at the end of November, we still did not have a certified election in the 9th in a couple of local races. The judges extended that board, but then on December 28th announced, we're not extending it anymore, even though you have a hearing scheduled in January. So the legislature passed a new version, which basically went back to the old version. The governor has the power to appoint 3 Democrats, 2 Republicans, and that board goes into effect come January 31st. So technically, we are in limbo without a State Board of Elections.
Michael, I'm my head is spinning just on this segment, and it's only a couple minutes long. I mean, as you mentioned, you know, and we said at the top of the segment that there is no one representing voters in the 9th district. At the end of the day, the voters don't have a representative. How are they feeling about all this?
I think you are not alone in the head spinning. I think everybody in North Carolina, particularly those in the 9th Congressional District, are just, there's nothing that it compares to this. So they are all, you know, confused, unsure. Republicans are very upset that what they believe by 905 votes their candidate won has not been seated. Democrats, you know, rightfully are, with the allegations, upset about their candidate having lost. I think for the average voter, there is mass confusion. And if there are concerns about votes being taken in the U.S. House of Representatives, say on the budget to reopen the government, nobody from the 9th has a voice. Now, they do have constituency services. There are some staff to help constituents in the 9th, but there's no policy vote for folks in the 9th Congressional District of North North Carolina.
We know, and I sort of joked about the fact that here we are still talking about the midterms, but these midterms in particular were quite, they were contentious in many areas. And there's been this sort of groundswell of concern around just our voting process over the past couple of years in particular. Do you see this, what's happening in North Carolina, as something that's an anomaly to North Carolina? Or is this something that you could see this type of confusion sort of extending to future elections?
Well, I think certainly the allegations, if they are proven, point to bad actors and bad human behavior. I think the person at the center of this, McRae Dallas, apparently has been running this kind of operation for several years. There's been investigations and past ones, but it only raises the concern about the integrity of the electoral system. And I think people are going to wonder, do my votes actually count if they are submitted? I think the big distinction here is we've heard from a Republicans say there's concern about voter fraud. This is actually electoral fraud. This is ballot fraud. This is not somebody impersonating another person voting. This is somebody trying to manipulate legitimate votes coming from voters. So I think that may expand the conversation, but certainly this is something that has gripped North Carolina. And the legislature has said, we want to investigate this once things are done. They've asked the state board to submit a report back to them in later this spring to try and address the issue.
And they have until January 31st to get a new board together, and I guess we'll have to wait and see how that plays out, no?
That is correct. So we're all on hold until January 31st, but also the U.S. House of Representatives has inserted itself and could potentially override anything that the state does. So it's going to be an ongoing, continuing saga for the North Carolina 9th.
Michael Bitzer is a professor of political science at Catawba College. Michael, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.